Hi, and welcome into this week's edition of Community Connection on 88.1 FM WYCE and at WYCE.org. And this is Station Manager Phil Tower, always pleased to bring you interesting people from our community. And this week, we're going to focus on the Granville Avenue for Arts and Humanities, and specifically a program called Girls Rock Grand Rapids, and also talk a little bit about some of the summer programming that's happening at a very creative and wonderful place right here in our great city, our great community here in the greater Grand Rapids area. I happen to be in studio with Noemi Gonzalez. She is Community Engagement Coordinator with Granville Avenue for Arts and Humanity. You can learn more about Granville Avenue for Arts and Humanities at GAAH.org. And Noemi, thank you for being here, first of all. Great to have you in studio. So I want to talk about Girls Rock, because this is one of your great summer programs. But if you're out with folks and friends, and people ask when they find out you're with Granville Avenue for Arts and Humanity, you probably get that, okay, so what are you guys all about? Right?
All
you get that question all the time. Can you give our listeners an overview, just a little bit about Granville Avenue for the Arts and Humanities? And
yeah, of course.
Right now, you're kind of full on headfirst into summer programming as we're talking here. Gosh, it's the first weekend in July and we're already talking. So give us an overview of Granville Avenue for the Arts and Humanities.
Yeah, so under Granville Avenue Arts and Humanities, we have the Cook Library Center and the Cook Arts Center. And in the summer, we have about a four-week-long summer camp that focuses on academic retention, mixed in with visual arts, music, dancing, a little bit of everything just to keep kids entertained. We do hot lunches, field trips on Thursdays, but we try to focus a little bit on that school retention during the 4 weeks that the kids are there.
School retention means making sure they're staying engaged with learning.
Yes. So we do reading, writing, a little bit of math, just to keep them on their toes for the upcoming school year. They're not fully losing everything they learned during the school year.
Which is always helpful, always a challenge for any parent with any kid. Are these at-risk kids? Where are these kids predominantly coming from?
They're not at-risk kids. It is. We service the Roosevelt Park, Black Hills neighborhood.
Okay.
So programming within that neighborhood bound is completely free. And then anyone outside of the neighborhood is welcome to join us for a small, based off of income, kind of tuition.
All right. Terrific. I guess next year, 2024, if people are listening, when do you typically put out the request for enrollment, or at least the opportunity for people to get involved, get their kids involved for an upcoming year?
We typically do that the last week of May, for programming to start right at that, like, first week of June.
All right. Terrific. And you can learn more at GAAH.org. You had me at field trips. I loved going on field trips.
Field trips were the best thing. Yeah, 100%.
So what's an example of a field trip you guys do?
We are doing a day at the Grand Rapids Public Museum. So we're doing, like, a small scavenger hunt. We've been working closely with them to kind of modify the field trip according to the needs of our kids and what they're interested in learning and seeing there.
Interesting. And you can learn more about that. You just heard Noemi say in May of next year, that's when you'll learn about the opportunities for those summer camps at Granville Avenue for Arts and Humanities. And for a little more background, for the last couple of years, we've had a wonderful relationship here at WYCE with Granville Avenue for Arts and Humanities and the Cook Arts Center, because you send some students over who do a field trip here at the radio station, speaking of field trips, and they get to sit in the studio, be on the radio for a little bit, and then they go back to Cook Arts Center and create their own radio program.
Yes.
And then we play it over the air here, and it's a wonderful partnership, a lot of fun, and it's really great to see the kids curious about a live radio station, which is, you know, not something they're typically used to. So many kids today live on that little technology device in their pocket, which is a normal thing. But we're really excited about that partnership. Well, we are here today with Noemi to talk about Girls Rock Grand Rapids. This is a program that started out of Granville Avenue for Arts and Humanities. In fact, I don't know much about it, Noemi. I'm just wondering if you would enlighten me and our listeners, because the summer camp coming up for Girls Rock happens in August of this year. In fact, I'm going to bring up my cheat sheet. It happens August 7th through 13th. It's a week of music camp for girls, non-binary, and trans youth ages 8 to 17. But who gets the concept or the credit for this concept? It's a really neat program.
Yeah, I would definitely give the full credit to Lena Nabor, Charity Lyle, Amber Albanese, Lizzie Grathwell, and Bridget Brenneman, and Steph Rosales, our CEO, back in 2012. That's when Girls Rock was founded. And the main mission is just empowering girls and women through music. You know, obviously our trans and non-binary youth as well. And the goal is to create a supportive community where everyone feels safe to experiment and express themselves. And it's all about connecting voices and showcasing the talents that we have in the community.
And maybe even making some lifelong friends.
Yes.
And new partnerships and who knows what. And most importantly, music is just so powerful on many levels. What a great underlying theme to connect all of these things. And in terms of the opportunity for people to get involved, this is going on the 11th year in terms of, well, minus whatever you lost during COVID.
Yeah.
But in terms of people to get involved, how does that process work?
Yeah, for getting involved, we're always looking for volunteers. You don't have to be a musician to volunteer for Girls Rock. We just need to love music and working with the youth. And any of that information, you can email me at my email, ngonzales@gaah.org. And I will send out that information of like all of the different positions that we're looking for. I know we're still looking for some band coaches, some assistant instrument instruction, and just support throughout our camp week.
I'm so glad you said that. You know, you have a captive radio audience right now. So let's go through that again. You need a band leader.
Yes.
Okay, what would that person do?
That person is just in charge of the... We split up our campers by bands. We have about 6 bands per summer. So it's just encouraging them, helping them out with their songwriting, being there for band practice, and just being like that cheerleader throughout the week. Everything that we do is mainly just all youth-driven. So we're just there to support them for whatever creative...
You gotta like working with younger kids.
Yes.
And especially it will certainly help if you've got a music background or maybe even some instruction in music. You mentioned some other opportunities for volunteers. What else do you need again?
We need just like support, just people to like help us around the building while band coaches are in practice, or anything from printing out more sheet music to making sure the snack table is fully stocked.
Absolutely. Can't forget about the snack table.
Can't forget about the snack table.
Absolutely. And I'm going to give that email because Noemi did say it, but it's ngonzales@gaah.org. That's her the email you can use to reach them at Granville Avenue Arts and Humanity. This is a week of Girls Rock GR Summer Camp, and the dates are August 7th through 13th. We need to mention that. You need to be available that week. But I can pretty much guarantee you, and Noemi will probably back me up on this, it might be the best week of your year. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Last year was my very first year fully experiencing Girls Rock, and it was the most healing week I think I've ever like experienced.
Yeah, and it's got to be, how can I put this? I guess 8 to 17-year-old, depending on the age, they're not really expressive, but I would think you get some different forms of feedback from these young people that's really encouraging, right?
Yes, and it's every time I interact with the age group, they have so much to say and they have so many very unique outlooks on like life, and it just translates directly into their songs when they talk about their emotions, school, all of the things that when you're young feel like a really big deal, and it's so nice to see them have a space to express that.
It really is. And we do want to stress, even though the program is called Girls Rock GR. It's open to girls, non-binary, and trans youth, ages 8 to 17. It's a very inclusive, very welcoming environment. And the cool thing about this is music is just all-encompassing and uniting and empowering, and it's just a great thing. Again, the need, as you just heard Noemi say, there's a need for volunteers, and you can contact them directly at ngonzalez@gaah.org and get ready for a really impactful week at Granville Avenue for Arts and Humanity. And no surprise, they are located on Granville Avenue, right here in our great city. Is there anything else you want to add that I didn't ask you about?
I guess if you are not able to volunteer with us for the full week, you're definitely invited to our showcase that is on Sunday at Studio Park, and it will just be like a full concert of all of the bands that we hosted throughout the week, showing you their songs.
So just imagine School of Rock with like a little different twist,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
And who knows from wherever they're going to come, maybe even from this radio conversation, volunteers that could even end up being as inspiring as Jack Black. You never know. It's always possible. I am so glad we could shed some light on this wonderful program, and I hope we will send some really excited and engaged volunteers your way. It would be our delight on behalf of WIC Community Radio and Noemi Gonzalez, Community Engagement Coordinator with Granville Avenue for Arts and Humanities. You are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you
for being here, and thank you for everything you guys do there. Really appreciate it. They've been our guests in this segment of Community Connection from WYCE. Thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you again at this time next week on WYCE.